The Beatles were having their most creative year in 1967. They wrote so much material for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band that they put out another album before the end of the year, even if it wasn't supposed to happen. On this date, November 27th, 1967, they released Magical Mystery Tour. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Just 6 weeks after Sgt. Pepper's, they released a new single not included on the album, All You Need Is Love, with the B-side Baby You're a Rich Man. Along with other singles not included on the album, it comprised side two of an 11-song LP. The first side were all songs that came from a UK-only EP release that was the soundtrack to an upcoming special titled Magical Mystery Tour. The idea for the film was to take a bunch of people on a bus on a day-long trip and stop along the way so the Beatles could perform the new songs to air as a 52-minute special on the BBC the day after Christmas. However, there was no script, no director, and it really had no point to it, so the film became a notorious mess. The new Beatles songs were the only saving grace. Reaction to the album was mixed, but it really wasn't meant to be a true Beatles album. The proper follow-up to Sgt. Pepper's would be the White Album the next year. It did give fans, though, access to songs unavailable on any previous album, including Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane, which were originally intended for Sgt. Pepper's, but came out at the beginning of the year to satisfy demand for new material. Despite the reaction, the Magical Mystery Tour album would reach the top of the Billboard chart in the new year and remain on top for 2 months, selling over 6 million copies in the United States. It became an essential part of the Beatles' catalog, even if it doesn't quite fit in with their other albums, when Magical Mystery Tour was released on this date, November 27th, 1967. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Strawberry.